Wrangell's housing market is cramped, and local officials see the 134-acre former Wrangell Institute property as a way to relieve the pressure.
There's a high need right now for housing, and we don't have a whole lot of opportunities to be able to provide lots for housing, and this would do it.
Borough Manager Jeff Good told assembly members at a December 20th meeting that developing lots at the site is a very important investment. The borough has held the property since the late 1990s. The boarding school closed in 1975.
So recommendation from the administration is that we make a commitment to get this out to the public and get these lots sold, then try to recoup some of that money back, so that we can then develop the second phase.
The first phase of development will bring water, sewer, and electricity to 20 new lots at the site of the former Bureau of Indian Education boarding school. It'll also rough in roads for the second phase of development. The subdivision will be named Aldertop Village after the historic Tlingit place name Keshan Gitaan. The design for the subdivision is already about a third of the way through the process with Ketchikan-based R&M Engineering. Once the design is complete, the borough will be able to request bids for construction. Good explained funding for development is a mishmash from the community's water, sewer, and electric funds, as well as about $1.5 million from sales taxes.
As far as the distribution of how that will be funded, because they're enterprise funds, it will benefit directly from that as well. That it's whatever enterprise funds are required, like sewer or water, they'll kick in a portion of that for whatever it is. That's how the funds are distributed out as far as how the work would be allocated.
Wrangell's Borough Assembly unanimously approved the funding, but some had questions and concerns. Assemblymember Jim DeBord noted that Wrangell's utility capacity, especially for the sewer system, might not be able to support 20 new houses without upgrades.
As part of this, we need to have some type of a bigger plan to make sure that the infrastructure we have now is also usable for out there. I don't want to build an entire community and then our water pipes fail internally, and now we built this brand new subdivision and can't provide water for them.
DeBord also noted Wrangell is an aging community. Many seniors who already receive a major property tax break don't live in town year-round. That could cramp the borough's return on investment if people who aren't living in town snap up the properties, he said.
I don't know how you even address this, but I just have this fear that it turns into some type of a retirement community, and then you have people who live here half the year and don't pay taxes half the year, and then when they're here, it's a residence that they're exempt from property tax on. So it's a pretty big investment. I don't know how you mitigate that, or if you even can. It's just a concern. I mean, Jeff was just talking about how many people have turned off their water to go down south for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, they're not at City Market or Bob's buying groceries or fuel, or, you know, they're not here. So just a concern I have going forward.
Borough officials said they're still working on cost estimates for exactly what will be able to be developed with the money. It's not clear yet, for example, whether it might be possible to wire the subdivision underground instead of having electric lines above the ground. Above ground lines have caused days-long blackouts for parts of town as recently as last winter. Assemblymember Dave Powell said he'd approve a bit more funding if it meant more attractive lots.
I mean, if we're talking, you know, $50,000-$100,000 difference to put everything on this thing underground. I mean, anybody that lives in on this hill that looks this way can attest that they'd really like to have some wires out of their view. But I mean, same situation. I would just like to, if we're going to do something like this, I would like to make it appealing for people to buy the properties.
Assembly members also discussed the possibility of setting aside lots for green areas. And although it wasn't mentioned at the meeting, Wrangell's tribal government has discussed placing a memorial for Native children from all over the state who attended the Wrangell Institute somewhere at the site. The borough has been working toward a new housing development at the site since 2016, but the process was paused in the spring of 2021 after the remains of more than 200 Indigenous children were found on the grounds of a boarding school in Canada. Borough officials say they hope to receive a conditional permit from the Army Corps of Engineers early next year. And if project milestones are met without much delay, they say construction could begin as early as next summer. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.